Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, I might like a martini after this.
Okay. Consider it done, babe. Awesome. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're sitting at my kitchen table. It's just about to get dark because it's, what, 4:30?
Oh, gosh.
And we're going to have dinner after.
Yay.
It'll be lovely. And sit down with another friend, so that'll be fun, too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get right to it, Joss.
Okay.
Here's our first letter. Hi, Kristen and Joss. I feel like I've been ghosted by my best friend, Bethany, not her real name, and I met 3 years ago while working for the same company. By chance, we grew up not too far from each other, but never knew each other. And we were both new to the city we lived in, so we quickly became close friends. Bethany was close to another woman at work. Let's call her Rachel. Rachel and I started out as acquaintances because of Bethany, but eventually became friends as well. Over the course of our friendship, Bethany and I went on many work and personal trips together. We spent nearly every weekend together, sometimes spending the night at each other's apartments. She was there when my boyfriend and I went through an especially rough patch. I helped her on a stakeout to catch her now ex cheating on her.
Awesome! That's fantastic!
She was always my first call when something bad or fantastic happened. We knew each other's favorite drinks and favorite restaurants. We told each other personal details and secrets even our partners didn't know. We called each other best friend and promised to be each other's maid of honor someday. Although Bethany, Rachel, and I were all friends and spent a lot of time together, Bethany and I were closest. A little over a year ago, Rachel got a new job and moved to a city that's a plane flight away. About 3 months after that, Bethany also got a new job and moved to a different city that's about a five-hour drive away. Bethany and Rachel are a plane flight distance from each other. I still live in the same city we all used to. At first, Rachel, Bethany, and I would have group FaceTime and Zoom calls and group text chains. We all talked about taking a vacation together. Since then, Rachel has visited me once, and I have visited her twice. We have grown closer and call or text each other at least once a week. I used to ask Bethany if I could visit her, but she said she was too busy with her new job and getting acquainted with the new city. Bethany's birthday was in June, and I bought her a personalized, not cheap, birthday card. It was fragile, so I said I had to give it to her the next time I saw her. It's November, and I still have it. The last time we talked on the phone was July. I just checked. I reached out a few times since then, asking when would be a good time to talk, and every time Bethany either didn't respond or responded days later saying she was busy. In September, I casually mentioned this to Rachel, and she said Bethany had been treating her the same, distant and hard to get a hold of. I hate to say it, but it got difficult feeling like the effort was one-sided, and I had other friends and my partner keeping me busy at home, so eventually I stopped reaching out to Bethany. Last week, I found out that Rachel went to visit Bethany for a week, and now they're planning a vacation together, just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, another friend in common visited her as well. Apparently, she has been calling and texting Rachel and the other friend quite frequently, but I have not heard from her since September. I felt hurt that Bethany had dropped our friendship seemingly for no reason. We never got into an argument or had any moment that could have caused tension. After feeling hurt, I reached out to Bethany and sent a text apologizing for my part in dropping communication and said I would love to reconnect. When I heard back, she suggested we grab lunch if we happened to both be visiting our hometowns for the holidays. I replied that I wasn't planning on going home, but I would make a special trip if it meant I could see her or perhaps we could FaceTime. I never heard back. What do I do? I want to ask Rachel if Bethany said anything to her about me. I also feel like the awkwardness and hurt with Bethany may harm my relationship with Rachel. I miss my best friend and feel like it may have been my fault for losing communication for those few months. Signed, Best Friend No More.
Well, I would say don't involve Rachel in...
Agreed.
Don't do that. And I think you have reached out to Bethany and
yeah.
said, I really would like to reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethany told you what she told you.
And prior to that, you had been reaching out and reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sorry to say this, but she dropped you.
Mm-hmm.
and her reasons are unclear,
mm-hmm.
and you may never know them.
Mm-hmm.
I also know how maddening that is.
It's
that
infuriating.
Is a crazy maker.
Yeah.
You think, what did I do?
Yeah.
What was the moment?
Yeah.
I was totally ghosted by a friend years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still, she died, actually. I still don't know.
I have no
what
idea.
Happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked a mutual friend after she died. I said, you know, we abruptly stopped being friends. Did you ever... Like, I'd love to know why. And mm-hmm. the mutual friend said, no, she never spoke about it.
Wow.
But, so that's one of the mysteries of my life.
Yes.
And it drove me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What I think you could do is write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And say, it's apparent that our friendship isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know
mm-hmm.
how much I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really care about you and will always cherish our good times together. And, you know, if it ever works out that we could have lunch, I would love that.
Yeah, I think that's lovely.
Love, best friend, no more.
Yeah.
Because that way you get to say, I've noticed.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep dodging my texts or calls or suggestions that I come visit.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah. Maybe send the really fragile birthday card with the note. Just pack it up well, right?
Yeah.
And send it with the note. And unfortunately, this is how friendships go. It's infuriating, and ultimately it feels dreadful.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
Why? I just want to know why.
Yeah. And you miss that person so, so much.
Mm-hmm.
But she did give you an answer. You've asked. And she's given you the answer. And
mm-hmm.
she's also apparently still hanging out with Rachel and some other person. So.
Yeah. So the... You know, getting back to Joss's first point, do not involve Rachel.
Leave that
Don't
alone.
Ever talk about Bethany with her again.
No, never.
And if she says, oh, I saw Bethany and we went to mm-hmm. Jamaica together,
mm-hmm.
you can say, did you have a great time?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That
yeah.
sounds fun.
Right.
The one of the best ways to kill a friendship is jealousy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can be jealous of Rachel's friendship with Bethany and vice versa. Of Bethany's friendship with Rachel, or you can just acknowledge that it exists and you will find another close friend. You'll probably find many other close friends.
Sure.
And this was one of those friends for a season.
Yeah. And don't put Rachel in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And it happens. Friends happen for a season
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I know you had strong feelings thinking, like, this is going to last forever. And it's happened to the best of us.
Oh, yeah.
Where it doesn't. And like Kristen says, it's just infuriating. And it is dreadful. It feels awful. But you'll get through it.
I do also want to bring up, I had a friend for many years, you know, before high school. And... This was back in the day of writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like where you sat down with a piece of paper.
And a stamp.
And a pen. And you wrote letters. And so what happened was she was becoming increasingly distant.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'd write a letter telling her about what was going on. Her letter would be like 5 sentences written in big letters to kind of take up the card, you know? And so I finally reached out to her and said... I'm getting the impression that you don't want to be friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, could you just tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote back saying, you are so special to me. She'd been going through something.
Mm.
And we lived too far apart for me to do anything mm-hmm. about it. But she had not wanted to talk about it. It was deeply personal. And that's why she was just filling the page with
whatever.
Nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, eventually she did tell me what the issue was, and I was sympathetic and everything, and we're still great friends to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
That's true.
But I think the idea of sending a letter saying, it seems like our friendship is fading,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to tell you how important it was to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you say things like, we'll be best friends forever, you'll be my maid of honor, you know.
We're both shrugging here. I know you can't see us. We're both shrugging.
We're just like, you never know.
Yeah.
You really don't.
You don't. I mean, you say it when you're kids, you know, like little girls whispering in each other's ear. And then 20 years later, you haven't spoken to that friend in forever.
Right. Yeah. So just keep in mind that friendships don't have to last forever to be wonderful experiences.
That's right.
And that's what it sounds like you had with Bethany, a wonderful friendship
that
did not survive the distance.
Right. Which happens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sorry. We're giving you big virtual hugs.
Yes.
All right. We have another letter since we felt like we could handle that one pretty quickly.
Right. And this letter is called Circle Jerk. Which I love so much. Dear ladies, I love, love, love your podcast.
Yay.
I think it's genius. Thanks for doing what you do. So my issues aren't because my friend is toxic or crazy or dramatic. One of my best friends in the whole world is straight up boring.
I did not see that coming
either. Backstory, Christina, not her real name, and I have known each other for years. We were in a band together when we were teens.
Awesome.
We lost contact and met up again for the band's reunion in 2014 and immediately became besties. Even though the band broke up within 2 years, we were close as close can be. We hung out at least once a week and laughed our asses off every time. It was always such a fun time with her every single time. We would consistently text back and forth about every other day, and we were both there for each other doing the very best during the very best and very worst of times. She really was one of my favorite people, and we talked about anything and everything. The only thing that came up was noticing some boundary issues. Like, if I didn't text her back right away, or if I was exhausted and she didn't hear from me for a few days, she would say passive-aggressive things to me. I was able to set some healthy boundaries, and because I stayed firm, she stopped doing those things. Good. Even through that, our friendship stayed strong, and I truly adored her so much. Then I moved about 3 years ago. We kept our relationship the same, only difference is not physically hanging out, but we do video chat and talk all the time. I see her every time I go into town, and it's still always the most fun. Great conversation and great humor. However, over the past 2.5 years, when I'm not face-to-face with her, she has become extremely boring. Like, it's the same conversation every time we talk on the phone or chat. If she were to call me right now, I could tell you verbatim what she would say. She doesn't have much going on in her life and doesn't have a lot of people to talk to, and she loves it that way. She says she's very content with her life. I'm happy for her if she's happy, but she's kind of dull. I work 60 hours a week. I live with my boyfriend, his child, and a mass number of animals. I have a lot to talk about since there's always something going on, especially with baby mama drama, but that's for a different podcast. I also don't want to take over the conversation, but her stuff is always the same. She talks about how she doesn't want a boyfriend, but she wishes she had a partner. But she doesn't want to date. She doesn't want to meet new people. She just listened to a great album and read a great book. That's all. That's it. Every time.
Is it you, Josh?
It could be me. It's true.
Is the friend you?
It could be me, you guys. It totally could. Every time. No boyfriend, no people, great album, book, no boyfriend. Literally me. It's literally me.
I didn't write this letter. Okay. FYI.
No boyfriend. No boyfriend. No people, no great album, book, boyfriend, people, album, book. I try to steer the conversation to ask her things so there's more variety. But she brings it back to people suck. And she doesn't want a boyfriend, but she wishes she had a partner, but she doesn't want to date. She doesn't want to meet new people. She just listened to a great album and read a great book and hears the same conversation all the time, all over again. She flops between wanting a boyfriend and not wanting a boyfriend, wanting a new job, not wanting a new job, wanting to move, not wanting to move. Mm-hmm. I asked her if she's depressed, but she insists she's not. I suggest she talk to a professional, and again, she insists she's fine and refuses therapy. The conversations keep repeating the same stuff over and over and over. The problem is, it's boring me to talk in circles for years. I've been doing the slow fade, but it's very slow because I love her and I don't want to let it go. I feel guilty though, like I need to explain why I haven't spoken to her as much, and keeping up, coming up with excuses. It's just not the same at all. I get no joy out of talking to her now. It's like talking to a wall. Mm. I even get annoyed when I get a text or when she sends me a gift because it's even the same gift. Jeff. I feel bad if she's going through something and doesn't want to admit it. I've tried to have several heart-to-heart talks about how worried I am, and she's repeating things. She just denies it or sometimes admits she's talking in circles but doesn't change it, even when I express how it's making me feel. Or maybe she really is happy. She says she has no goals and is totally fine with that and doesn't really see any issues, which, hey, that's cool, but figure out something else to talk about then. Was our friendship just an in-person type of relationship? How do I motivate myself to talk to her? Or do I just face the inevitable that the friendship is not the same and it's sucking my energy? Or am I the crappy friend for not just listening to her never-ending void of the flip-flop, same old, same old? Maybe to her, I'm talking about the same things in my life and I don't realize it. I feel like I'm talking in circles about her talking in circles. Any advice, much appreciated. Signed, Circle Jerk.
Okay, first, points for your name.
Yes.
Right? Well done. We like that. You know, it sounds like you've done everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
Short of going to visit her.
Yeah.
And I think that at a certain point you have to accept that she is, if not happy,
mm-hmm.
content.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she is depressed and doesn't want to address it, but you can't force that.
No.
I love the sound of her life.
I gotta say,
lives her life.
This is my life, except for I don't say I want a boyfriend, but I don't want a partner. Yeah. But I wish I didn't want to. I don't do that. But before I got to the part in the letter where you say you've asked her if she's depressed, I was thinking, wow, she sounds depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But you've already addressed that. I think you're asking all the right questions of yourself and of her.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think you're the crappy friend. I think you're doing everything you can do, and maybe you should, like, your last ditch effort should be to go see her.
Yeah. I think, it sounds like you had quite a connection,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the band and the excitement and stuff. And then you settle down a bit. I think, like, the thing I love to talk to you about most, Joss, is people,
mm-hmm.
you know, why people act a certain way, whether it's our characters or our family mm-hmm. members or our
mm-hmm.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never run out of things to say.
No, we never do.
And that's true of all my closest mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. is that we are fascinated with how people tick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not hogging the conversation when you say, I got to tell you about what my stepson did or something. Maybe she loves hearing about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe in this situation, you don't need to be 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could make a joke out of it. Say, okay, give me your book recommendation. I'm going to try to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be a way to connect,
mm-hmm.
too. Because what's boring to you seems like it's very fulfilling to her.
Yeah.
And it wasn't how it always was. You love her. You care about her. It sounds like maybe 3 times a year is good for a conversation.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. And I mean, it just seems to me like you've grown out of the kind of crazy life that you both were experiencing together back in 2014. But your life is still slightly crazy.
Yeah.
60 hours a week with a mass number of animals and a boyfriend and his child and baby mama drama and all the rest. So you still have a lot going on, and maybe she's really just settled down into like a routine that makes her happy.
I would say, encourage her to say, why don't you pick one?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be single, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
If dating is too much work, you know, and you're content reading your books and,
mm-hmm.
and listening to albums, embrace it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she feels like I'm supposed to have certain benchmarks and I don't have them.
Right.
And maybe there's a little bit of comparison or embarrassment, like
mm-hmm.
I don't own my own home, I'm
mm-hmm.
not like a partner, I
mm-hmm.
don't like my job.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give her the opportunity to talk about the specifics of you know, I hate my job, but I don't want to quit my job. You know, if you can explore that with her, maybe that will crack the broken recordness of it.
Yeah, I mean, she could be just in a rut. She hates her job. She doesn't want to date. Yeah. She wants to date.
And she's stuck, you know. She's stuck, but people stick themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the impression that this is the life she wants.
Yeah.
And I always say people live the life they want.
That's true.
So I think, you know, you're doing the right things.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should say, hey, I'm just so bored with our conversations, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Just talk less frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
And give up the expectation that you're going to have a riotously good time with her.
Yeah, I mean, sure, there are some things that you could do, but you sound like you have a lot going on. You just don't have that kind
like
of
time. Like if you wanted to go away for a weekend together.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the spark of your friendship would rekindle.
Yeah.
Maybe or not.
Maybe if you wanted to set up a match profile for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A dating profile for her. That could be fun for you guys to do.
Yeah.
If but she wants to.
If she wants to. And it's not like you should be doing things for her. In
right.
order for her life to get unstuck. That
right.
never works. Just kind of take her as she is.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's that boring, then just limit the contact that you have.
Yeah. 3 times a year is fine. She does sound depressed a little, though.
The complaining mm-hmm. and flip-flopping
mm-hmm.
Does kind of indicate depression.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, she may not feel like she's depressed, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and who's not depressed? I mean, the past few years
have been
brutal on
really.
Every human on the planet.
It's true, very true.
So, good luck to you. And there's nothing wrong with keeping her as a friend of your heart
mm-hmm.
rather than a friend of your week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
So, you know, it's not like we're saying ditch her. She's too boring.
No.
Yeah.
Never heard
you're
of
not,
that.
You're not being a bad friend. You're
no.
being a really good friend.
You are.
All right. Any EPPs for you these days, Charles? Other than your friend dropping in on you the other day.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mind that.
We're so past embarrassment.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you.
Chas was not having a great day.
No, I wasn't. I was feeling sick and kind of pukey, and Kristen came over, and it was great. She brought me ginger ale, which I've been mainlining for a while.
And, yes, I had something for the yard.
Yeah.
And, we just sat on the couch for a while.
Yeah.
But, no, we're way beyond, are you seeing me in my pajamas?
I can't
remember a year that we didn't see each other in our pajamas.
No, yeah, we always have.
Yeah.
In my headscarf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
My house coat.
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking really glamorous sometimes when you see me. No, I don't have anything too embarrassing. You have your new Castilian lisp, which is fabulous.
I have my lisp. And, I feel slightly ridiculous.
No.
I love a lisp.
Yeah.
But, you know, one from plastic in your mouth is a little less adorable.
You know, I heard that the King of Spain way back in the day had a lisp, which is why everyone in Spain speaks Spanish with that Castilian lisp.
To make him
feel better.
Like he's a trendsetter.
Yeah, this was way back in the day.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't know if it's true, but wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, it would be. What people will do for their friends, as long as they're kings.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends
forever.